tried to play more licks if I'd known you were back there.
I've been a fan of yours since I was a little kid. It's true. We just happen to be little kids at the same time. First time I ever went to a bluegrass festival was at Bean Blossom, Indiana. And Sam was with the New Grass Revival. That was in his long hair, beard, and staff period. I thought you were Moses. You were the coolest Moses I've ever seen.
I think you were looking at Butch Robbins.
No.
You?
I gotta get a pick. Never been to Grey Fox before. This is all right.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People in spaceships, I go,
what? Do you hear what I'm hearing? And I like what? Yes, I remember meeting Marty. I think you were walking around with Carl Jackson when I would have met you. And I just remember I was standing there playing, and Marty said to Carl, "Hey, Carl, come listen to this boy play." Boy?
Did you tell him?
I must be at least 2 years old.
It's pretty famous, but did you tell him what Bill Monroe told you? Bill Monroe was actually a very wise man when it came to the box office, you know? And when the old world of bluegrass was trying to find, it kind of merged with the Woodstock generation, and all of a sudden there was mom and pop over here and the cool people over here. And he knew that Sam and those guys were doing something different, but he couldn't quite figure out what they were up to. But he knew they were putting lots of people in the seats and they were hollering and screaming. And he said,
let me preface with this. When he asked what kind of music we played?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that got started because Bill that day didn't happen to have a banjo player. And Courtney Johnson was standing there, and little did Bill know that Courtney was the one banjo player that absolutely couldn't care less if you ever played with Bill Monroe. I mean, he loved Bill Monroe, but wasn't impressed. And so Kenny Baker put Bill on the spot, and he said, "Bill, let's get Courtney to play with us. He's a good banjo man." And Bill said, "No, sir." Mm-mm. He said, "Oh, come on," right in front of the guy. So he's on the spot. Bill's on the spot. "Come on, Bill. We don't have a banjo picker, and Courtney's a good banjo man. Let's get him up." "No, sir, I won't have it." And so Kenny asked a third time, "Oh, come on, Bill." And that's when Bill was trying to get out of what was sort of a squeamish spot for him, because he didn't want that hippie playing banjo with him. And he looked at Courtney and goes, and what do you call your music?" Courtney. And Courtney didn't know what to say exactly. He went, "Newgrass?" He said, "Yes, I hate that." That's the real story. I feel like Paul Harvey, and that's the other side. We ought to do a Monroe tune then, long as we're
here. Why not?